This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and my co-host today is Caroline Legrand, who is our Chief Marketing Officer here at Shop Marketing Pros. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good, good. Today, we're going to be talking about preparing for your July marketing. And before I do that, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. RepairPal will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair. Learn more at RepairPal.com/shops. And thanks to our friends at AppFueled, declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFueled's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at AppFueled.com. All right, so preparing for July marketing, let's get into that. What are you seeing when y'all have been meeting to plan for clients and such like as that?
So July does not have as much going on as some of our other months that we see, especially coming into the beginning of the year. We're at a lull between holidays earlier on in the year, so there's a bunch of stuff going on. July, we're peak summertime. So think everything going on in your shop and in your community about summertime, emphasis on freedom, anything that your freedom allows you, freedom of driving your vehicle wherever you want, a car that works, 4th of July plans. That's kind of the overall themes that we see, as well as some summer safety travels. But everybody's at summer at this point in the year. So lots of summer, lots of freedom. And then just figuring out what works within your shop. In the meantime, we have some fun ideas we'll share about keeping people engaged since there isn't as much going on in July.
Okay. Let's kind of talk about just the overall topics that we might be covering in July.
We started with freedom, so that's an easy one. We talk a lot on client social media. If you have any hobbies, maybe the freedom of what's going on in your shop or in your employees' lives on the weekends, or if they're taking vacations for summer, kind of giving a little bit of that know, like, trust content, what's happening outside of the shop that your team has the freedom to do working with your company. And summer travels. So pre-trip inspections, we talk a lot about that coming into May and June, but it rings true all summer long. And we're kind of getting back into prepping for school a little bit. So although some people just started summer, if you're going to do anything for back to school, now is the time to start kind of planting that seed within your community and let them know what you're going to be doing to get involved.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on where you're at. Because, I mean, some of the places, they go back to school in July. You know, some of them don't get back into school until September. And then you've got the places that have year-round school, you know, where they have the various breaks throughout the year. So it can be different. But a lot of the shops that we work with tend to do some kind of a school supplies drive or something like that as they're getting back into school. And, you know, if you are one of those where the kids are going back to school in August, which I think is probably the most common, then you're going to want to be in full swing during July for collecting that. So, you know, a lot of your marketing should be promoting that you're doing it. We have a person locally that has an insurance company, and they have a school bus brought out, and they do a campaign it's called Pack the Bus. They want to pack that bus completely with school supplies. And that's a lot of school supplies. They are quite successful at it. The other thing is a lot of the parents, especially have college age kids, if their kids are away at college, then they might be home for the summer. And now is the time that you want to get that kid's vehicle in. And I'm calling them kids. These are adults at this point. But someone's child, you know, they're home for the summer break from college, and now's the time that you want to get that vehicle in, check it over, make sure that they are ready for when they go back to school, so that car's not coming in a week before it's time to go back to school and you find more than a week's worth of repairs that need to be done to it.
That is something that's so much bigger than just a social media post when we're talking about a lot of the topics and this planning for insert that month social media topics and post ideas. But something like knowing if your client has kids that are college age, and allowing your service advisors, like making sure that they know to ask about those things, to know your son and your daughter are probably home from school this summer. Like, let's go ahead and get them booked and take it into the shop. So use your CRM to message people and let your customers know about that, that y'all maybe don't have specials necessarily, but that y'all have availability specifically for those college kids and college students that are home during that time, and have those conversations so that they're not waiting until the last minute either.
You know, you got to keep in mind, you're planning for your July marketing at this point. It's not July yet, but something to start working on. Those summer months, they can be quite busy. May, June, July can be quite busy. And then many shops we see have a pretty big slowdown when back to school happens. So that August and September, a lot of shops will have slower months. And that's not across the board. I mean, we see people that have record months in August and September. But what you can be doing during these busy summer months is, when you have the client that you know, like they're a long-term client, they're going to fix their car, they're going to have you fix it. When you have their car in and you're doing your digital vehicle inspection on it, and you see these things that need to be done, prioritize it for them and schedule them for August and September, when you might be a bit slower. That way you can get new people into the shop quicker, because in May, June, July, we have a lot of shops that are booking out 3 weeks or a month before they can see somebody. So if you can do something that's going to give you the best of both worlds, you're going to lose less opportunity if you can get people in quicker, and take your clients that you know they're coming to you and schedule them for the months ahead that are going to be a little bit slower. So, you know, start working on that. Also, July, I mean, it's hot, y'all, especially we're down here in Louisiana. Air conditioned batteries are going to be failing. Cooling systems are being taxed. You know, that's all stuff that you can work into your marketing.
There's also some fun days to get into some interesting content ideas that you can do. In July, it's anti-boredom month. So we talked about there's not a ton happening on these national day calendars, but ask your shop, what are y'all doing? If there is a slow day, how your technicians are passing time, what are they playing around with in the shop when they're bored, or having them get on a soapbox and talk about whatever they're super passionate about, whether it's about cars and auto repair or not, when there's not as much going on in the shop. And we've also got thinking of outdoor summertime grilling, picnic month, things like that. If you are in an area that it's not disgustingly hot outside, it's too hot for that here in Louisiana. But if you have a nice, not too hot of a summer, consider doing maybe a customer loyalty appreciation event, or just an event for your community where you're hosting a picnic around your shop if you have the space, or grilling for your team on Friday, something like that, and just posting about it, just letting people know what's going on.
Yeah. And just to clarify something that Caroline was saying there, you're not promoting the fact that your technicians are sitting around with nothing to do. What you're doing is you're using that time when it's a bit slower to get your technicians in on the action of creating those videos and doing that marketing. All right. National Grilling Month. One of our clients has got a diesel shop in California, and he's got this really awesome, like, high-end grill at his shop that he's super proud of, and like, he cooks for his team, and they'll do that like once a week. So, you know, cool stuff that you can do there.
National Power Sports Month. I know a handful of our clients, either their kids are into motocross or racing and things like that, whatever you may be, or if you're a custom shop and you participate in any of that, talk about that on your social media. It's a great time where kids aren't in school. Maybe parents are looking for more hobbies and things they can get their kids involved in. And so talking about what you or your family does, or organizations in your community that you support that relate to that.
Caroline and I were talking about it before we actually started recording, that July and August are both kind of weak when it comes to these crazy holidays and all of that. And we've got a handful of them that we're going to share with you. But, you know, you got to get a little more creative in the marketing, because some of the months are just packed with things that are like, okay, this makes perfect sense for a shop to do. But not a whole lot in July and August. We're going to give you some of our picks, and you should go, you know, look at daysoftheyear.com and, you know, see what are all of the days there, because you might come up with some ideas for things that we haven't thought of. As far as weeks go, we've got the week of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Everybody deserves a massage week. And then be nice to Jersey Week. What are you going to do with that one, Caroline?
I'm going to tell all the shops in New Jersey to post about that. All of these, if you go to the website's National Day Calendar or daysoftheyear.com, give you a little bit of insight about what the days actually are if you want to tie it in that closely. But I feel like I've read up on Be Nice to Jersey Week before, but whatever it is that matches for your shop, it's also the MLB All-Star Game Week. So maybe it's a literal jersey and you tell your team to wear a jersey to work that week or something like that. But anything fun, just getting in on the action. If you're close to a major league baseball team, maybe you're doing a giveaway for some tickets. I know we've done that before. Clients have done that before. And it's a great turnout for just growing your social media, making sure that people in your local community know that you exist and giving back.
Marketing is about getting people to know, like, and trust you. When it comes to sports, it's a great way to do it. You might get some people to hate you if you are against them, like if you are for the other team, but that's usually not real hate. It's just kind of all in good fun. And nothing like sports to bring people together. I want to thank our friends at RepairPal for making this episode possible. They're on a mission to put trust back in auto repair. You're an honest shop that delivers high quality work and great service, right? Well, millions of consumers looking for mid to major mechanical repair look for shops like yours in the RepairPal Trusted Network. Contact them to get certified today and receive 1 month free service at RepairPal.com/shops. Being in the RepairPal certified network helped us grow our shop's business, and it can help yours too with new customers and a higher ARO. Plus, you don't have to worry anymore about arguing with customers over price because shops in the RepairPal certified network are trusted by consumers for being fair priced, not low priced, fair priced. You have to be in it to win it. So head over to RepairPal.com/shops to learn more and set up a call. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to AppFueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. All right, so we'll get into some of the days of the year. The very first one that I've got down here is International Chicken Wing Day. The industry tends to talk about the pizza parties and all of that stuff, but I don't think I've ever met a tech that didn't enjoy a good chicken wing. And myself, I know I love them. I love to put them on my smoker and make them myself. You know, it's a lot that could be done with that one.
Especially if you've got a grill at the shop, throw some wings on there, have a cookout for the team, or just even asking the team, pulling out your camera, getting whoever's comfortable with being on camera. What's your go-to flavor? Are they a traditional buffalo person? Do they like the super spicy, crazy stuff, or just a good garlic parmesan or barbecue person? Just like sports, I feel like that's something that definitely gets people commenting and talking about what they like, or a hot take, like, are you a blue cheese person or a ranch person with your wings? If you said blue cheese, you're wrong. But
or especially what you were talking about with the super spicy ones, to get like some crazy hot wings. I remember we did this at the Mercedes dealership that I worked at. And of course, this was before social media. So, well, MySpace probably existed at that point, but we got some wings from this place down the road from the dealership, and they were done with Dave's Insanity sauce, and it just about killed me and a couple of the other guys in there. And that always makes really great videos when people are dying in pain from eating something way too hot. And then, of course, one of your techs gets bragging rights.
This is true. At least in Louisiana, I feel like there's a lot of places that are small kind of hole in the wall restaurants that are just wings places. So maybe that's just a Louisiana thing, but if you're in an area where that's not just a Louisiana thing and there's a local wing joint, test those, try those guys out instead of doing traditional Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop, and get within that community and show another local business some support. Yeah. There's also International Joke Day, which is a very easy thing to do, just posting jokes. We always talk about JR giving a dad joke to the team just about every single day of the week. And anytime we know that we need to post something online joke related, it's JR, get up, you got to do your dad joke. So pull those funny people in the shop out who are always telling a joke, always doing something goofy, and just see if they want to do anything for social media.
Yeah. We've got Air Conditioning Appreciation Day, which that's a great one. For, you know, fits well. It's one of the outliers in July and August that really just fits well for the industry. Be creative with it.
Of course, there's 4th of July, so you can do whatever you want with that. I know some shops that have kind of like firework watching shows at their shop if it's in a good area close to town, or a lot of towns that do kind of fairs or something, or little street fairs for 4th of July. So seeing how you can get involved with that.
National Workaholics Day. That's one where you can celebrate your people. I mean, just about every business has that person that shows up early and stays late. You know, you can celebrate them.
Y'all might have seen this trend before. I see it every now and then on social media, but it's a video trend. And it says what time the office opens or the shop opens, and then what time people show up, and they set up a camera and film the people coming into the business that work there. And it's, you see the people that show up 30 minutes early and their coffee's in their hand and it's in their own like cup from home, and all their stuff is organized, to the people that walk in like 1 minute till with their Starbucks cup. And so that could be funny. I highlighted this one for a different reason for Workaholics Day. I remember a social media campaign we had done, and I think we ran some ads for it too on Facebook for one of our shops that had updated a lot of their employee benefits and they changed to a 4-day work week. They gave us a lot of information talking about why they did that and how their costs, and they're very transparent with their prices online as well, but why the costs are what they are and how it gives back to their team, that it allows sick time and pay time off, vacation benefits, and the 4-day work week. So having some more time with their family and talking about that, maybe not the workaholic approach, but almost not anti-workaholic because they're hardworking people, but talking about what you're doing for your team, people loved that. Absolutely loved it.
National Father Daughter Take a Walk Day. There's not much that people are going to get to like you more for than, you know, that awesome father daughter relationship. I mean, you're sharing your family, your especially your kids and your dogs and, you know, all of that. We probably talk about it on every one of these, but that is a great way to get people to know, like, and trust you. So, you know, it's National Father Daughter Take a Walk Day. You could get out your camera and talk to your daughter about something interesting with automotive or whatever.
Yeah, there's, everybody loves all of that. There's also a lot of days we're not talking about, but we're looking at our full list. So many of them in July are food related. So if you are a big foodie or somebody in your shop is a big foodie, make sure you look at these days. There's things like, we talked about chicken wing day, but fried chicken day, macaroni day, strawberry sundaes, pina colada, mojito, blueberry muffins, all sorts of stuff. So that's always the easiest thing to post about. But if you are looking for something and you want to either support a local business or you're just need some content that day, check out some of these dates.
Yeah. Collector Car Appreciation Day is in July. That's a great one. I think most of the shops that I know of, they have a handful of, you know, some really cool collector cars that they get to work on, and good day to showcase that kind of stuff.
We've also got National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. I know I've seen in some of the automotive Facebook groups, people talking about that one customer who's, they're a little bit older and they want to wait for their car. They don't make the appointment and get dropped back off, and they kind of chit chat with you all throughout the day. So maybe you're highlighting some of those customers in your community, or you're giving them a coffee when they come in if you don't normally do that, or something, just to give back and cheer up those people who are hanging around the shop. Or maybe there's a local older folks home in your area that your company is going to donate to or do a drive for, something to cheer them up, spend some time with them.
Yeah, we have one of our clients that has told us a story about a relationship with an older lady that they've been a client for years. And, you know, it used to be her and her husband, and the husband passed away. And, you know, after the husband passed away, anytime that she would need something, she would call the shop. One time she fell and, you know, she didn't call the fire department or anything like that. She called the shop and they went over there and helped her out and, you know, took care of her and everything. And they were telling me all of these different things that she calls for. But I'm sure that they cheer her up when needed. And, you know, every time that she calls, they go do whatever she needs.
We've also got National Tattoo Day a little bit later in the month. I remember we did a post trying to have everybody and our followers guess whose tattoo was whose on our team. Mm. And that was really fun. We got a lot of engagement and just kind of lets you get to know people a little bit more. If they have a really interesting tattoo, maybe there's a follow-up video about what their tattoos mean. But like a lot of technicians and shop owners are prone to have tattoos as well.
Yeah.
As Brian picks up his arm, if you're watching the video and you see his tattoos.
You had National Ugly Truck Day and National Automobile Day are both on the same day. Usually have some ugly trucks hanging around, whether it's the old shop truck or, you know, a technician's truck or something like that. I had a few of them at my shop. My favorite one being a F600 flatbed crew cab. That thing would haul anything. It didn't get used often, but when it did, we needed it.
Also, with these days, maybe there's not an ugly truck in your shop or in your yard, as we might say sometimes, but all of these ideas at National Automobile Day might just spark an idea for something else. So make sure y'all take a look at the list beyond just what we're talking about and the ideas we're giving and see what you can come up with to talk about this. If there's not an ugly shop, maybe there's a really ugly truck. Maybe you work on diesel trucks and there's a very beautiful diesel truck that you just love and you're going to talk about how much you love it. Or Brian, who's building a truck that will get some content for even Shop Marketing Pros to talk about the truck you're building.
We got National Hire a Veteran Day. That's just another great day that's kind of in between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, where you get to appreciate the people who have done what they've done for our countries. And, you know, especially if you've got some people who are working for you who are veterans, then that's going to be a great day to showcase them and thank them for their service and their sacrifice.
There's also, I think, one of the last days we'll talk about is All or Nothing Day. I don't know quite how this would work, so I'm going to pull a Brian and say, if you figure out something really fun for this, post it in our Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, and let us know what you did with it. I would love to see something about like All or Nothing with a repair order, and they approve everything or they approve nothing. Maybe a game within the shop that you set up there that you're talking about, but there's something there. I just haven't quite thought of it yet. One of y'all listening might think of it, and if y'all do, post it in the Facebook group and tag Brian and I, because we want to see what you do with that.
Let's talk about some campaign ideas. When we come on here and we talk about these things, this is the process, especially our social media team. I would say primarily our social media team, what they go through, you know, because you've got your other marketing, like your SEO and your Google Ads and all of that stuff that just kind of goes all the time. And it doesn't, not on your part, it doesn't normally require a whole lot of planning that needs to be done, especially if you're hiring it out. And I think that that's more common, that people tend to pay the marketing companies to do the more technical stuff, and they will tend to do the marketing like what we're talking about here with the social media and all that. If you're one of our clients, you don't even have to think about this because our team is thinking about it for you. But our team just comes up with some various campaign ideas. And why don't you talk a little bit about that, Caroline? Just a few of the many that we've got here.
Yeah, I think top two or three I really like from our list right here is Guess the Sound. So posting audio clips of different sounds that a car makes, maybe especially when things are going wrong in it, or sounds about what's happening in the shop, and have people guess what it is and tell them at the end. It's a great way to show people that little bit of behind the scenes of what's happening. And you could even reward the people who might get it right with gift card to a local place or something. Some other fun ones for summertime are summer fun photo contests or summer playlists, road trip playlists. So have people comment maybe what songs are on their road trip playlist and create a playlist for your shop that's like the ultimate Shop Marketing Pros road trip playlist. And you have all of the songs that people submitted on that playlist, and you maybe you'll listen to some new songs, but I always love doing that. We do that every now and then. There is a Shop Marketing Pro Spotify that doesn't get touched often, but we have something like that on there. Or having them submit travel photos. What are you doing this summer that's fun? Is it road trip? You're on the beach, you're doing a party at your house, major travels, whatever it may be. Have your customers comment and get engaged with what they're doing that summer.
So remember, July is leading into those months where it might slow down a little bit. So the marketing that you do every day matters. We talk about the various marketing that you'll do throughout the year for, you know, the different things that are going on. You know, we'll often have conversations about, well, it is going to be back to school and it usually is a little bit slower. What are some things that we can do to help pick that up? And the truth is there are things that you can do to market around the slower times of the year. But what really matters is the marketing that you're doing 365 days a year. That is what's going to make the biggest impact on the slow times and the busy times. It's going to make the busier times busier, and it's going to make the slow times busier. So as your shop grows, the slow times might still feel slow because now you have another technician or two or another bay or two. But if you look at it, you know, over time at your car count, your revenue and all of that, it should be increasing. So, you know, get out there, do that marketing and see the results that come from it. So we appreciate you listening to this episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I want to thank our sponsors again. Without them, we could not do this. And hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.